The Malacha of Tofer, sewing. Okay, tonight we will learn just the Ikaros, the Ikarim of Tfira, and in 2 weeks, in Mirtz Hashem, unless, who knows what, we'll, go into more of the details of the Toldos of Tofer, which are probably more Nogei Lamaisa. Okay, what is the Malacha? First of all, finished weaving. That was a malacha we already learned. And after you weave, now you have material. But now you have to connect that material to make something functional out of it. You can't wear material. So you have to cut it to size, and you have to, then sew it in different ways to connect two different pieces of material and make it one. That's called sewing. And sewing, therefore, basically is taking two separate things and making them one where they mesh mamish completely. Well, you can't really tell anymore that there were two things. That's different than tying things together where they remain two separate things and you just tie them, there's a connection between them, but they don't become one. Sewing is almost where it becomes one thing. Again, in a different shape than what you started out with. Okay, and it's important to know that because we'll see when we get to the Toldos that things that make things more like one are more like Topher than things that connect things, but you can see that the two things are completely separate. An example, even though we're not going to go into any details, buttons. When you button two things together, you can see clearly that they're two separate things. They're just connected with a button. So even though buttoning things may seem like Topher, it's like sewing two things together, it's not sewing at all, because the two things don't mesh. Okay. On the other hand, putting two things together where they do mesh, like with a zipper, that may be more like Topher. To take two things, make a zipper with a thing, and they mesh completely, that may be more similar to Topher, or pasting things, gluing things. Right? Velcro, we'll get to that. I didn't mention up the Dafka because that's Shiloh. But buttons, you can see, are different than zippers and also different than pasting things together. Pasting things together make them one thing. Okay, that's more like sewing. Okay. So now, but the actual sewing is taking a needle and thread and sewing things together. So the Malacha min HaTorah is either making two stitches and tying either the two ends together with a double knot, or tying each end with a single knot by itself, right? And that way the stitches won't come out. Two stitches means you go in and out twice. So you have two things above the thing that you're stitching. You can see two stitches. That's what it is. Okay. So if you make two stitches and you tie the ends in a way that they can't come loose, you're over the Issa D'Oraisa of sewing. If you make three stitches, even if you don't tie anything, three stitches will stay even without tying them. That's also an Issa D'Oraisa. Okay. Two stitches without tying is only Asur M'Drabbana. It's obviously Asur. Okay. The Toldos of Tofer are pasting, stapling, putting things together in a way that they mesh. And we'll see the ramifications of that in the next year. Okay, now, this halacha of sewing is not only if you put new stitches into something, but if you tighten stitches that were there already, is also considered sewing. For instance, you have a stitch that, sometimes the stitches come out, not completely, but they get loose because the beged is tzikvetched. Okay? In other words, the thing becomes a little bit too tight, the stitch, and it therefore one of them stands out, and the beged is, so the way to fix that is to pull the beged out, and then the stitches, flatten out. That's probably an Issa D'Oraisa. Okay? Or when a seam opens up, okay, that's what happens. Or a button that's loose. Sometimes you can pull the stitch back in, right, and tighten it. So that's also tofer. Even though you're not making a new stitch, but you're tightening a stitch that's already there, that's also called tofer. Now, even though, what's it called, tightening stitches is an isser, but that's only where the thing is not made to tighten and loosen, and that's the way of its usage. If it's that derech tashmisho, for instance, they have these kind of bags that are made with a string that goes through eyelets, and the way that you close the bag is by pulling the strings, and it closes. And then to open it, you what's it called? The strings then are open. But it's mama stitches. It stitches through eyelets. So then the halacha is like this. Since it's all made for that, so if the eyelets are very, very small, and it's not there's not a large area where the thread can go through easily, okay, then it looks like sewing, even though it's made to do that, and it's also midrabanan to use something like that. I don't know what would be an example of that. Most of the things that are made to open and close are made to do it easily, and most of them don't use thread. They use string. Once you're dealing with string, this isser doesn't apply. Once you're dealing with something more than just a thin, maybe thin string, but a rope. And that's most of the things are like a rope or like a leather kind of thing, a leather chut. And also, most of them have eyelets. So it's not just a hole in the material, because otherwise it'll tear it, but it has like a border of metal or whatever inside that hole that lets the string, the cord,
Like a shoe.
go through. Like a shoelace, yeah, like a. So there, it's not what's it called, not considered to make that thread, that chut, taut, or to fetch it up again. That's the normal way. That's like opening and closing a door. Right, derech tashmisho bekach, and therefore it's mutter even midrabanan. It's not usher at all. But if the eyelets are not wide, and it's basically a thread or a thin string, right, then it mamish looks like sewing. Then it's also midrabanan, that kind of thing. Okay, what's yet to discuss over here is what's it called, using safety pins. Okay, and using tabs to glue diapers, what's it called, and taking off the protective paper off those tabs on Shabbos, before Shabbos, whatever, Velcro, tape stickers, pin push pins on what's it called, cork boards, and a million other things over here. Blue tack, Velcro, zippers, and all different kinds of buttons. That's what yet we have to discuss, and that should take us probably one shiur. Okay, in fact, what we'll start with next time is with the shiloh of safety pins, if you're allowed to use safety pins, and when you're and how you're allowed to use them, if you're allowed to use them, and then we'll go to all these other things with. What's it called with the pasting things, which is mostly with diapers,
Magnets.
other kinds of things. Magnets also, it's just magnets, still, even though it really is not too much of a shiloh of any of those things. But the ones that are really shilohs are the tape, sticky things to stick on to things, and safety.